Hello, ladies and gents. Here is your extra episode with a guided meditation from Michael McCaffrey, my guest who was just on. I would start straight away with a 30-second sort of get comfortable phase. So I would get ready now and enjoy the meditation session. Obviously, it's not a soundproof room that we're in because I don't have one of those yet. But I've done my best to make it as quiet as possible. And it's still very useful. I've listened to it through and it still works. Does the trick absolutely fine. I won't do an outro or play my my funky, cheesy outro music. So it will just end with a bell. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the meditation.
Okay, we're going to have 30 seconds to get ourselves comfortable in our seats. So just make sure your posture's upright. And you're comfortable. You can do this with eyes open or eyes closed, whichever feels more natural to you. And just something to bear in mind as we do this meditation, that we're just simply being with our experience as it's happening, not trying to change anything or do anything, just paying attention. Just start off taking three deep, mindful breaths. Drawing the air right into the body. And then exhaling fully. Noticing the cool air on the inhalation around the nostrils. And the warm air on the exhalation. And then after your third exhalation, simply allow your breathing to go back to its normal pace, rhythm, and depth. We're just going to pay attention for a few moments at where we breathe from, so the location of our breath, whether we breathe from the lower abdomen, diaphragm, the chest, noticing if the breath is deep or shallow, or perhaps it's erratic and kind of moves between deep and shallow, and also being aware of how the breath moves us, so the expansion and contraction of the rib cage. The rise and fall of the belly or the chest, the shoulders. And just continuing to breathe naturally. Perhaps noticing any tendency to want to breathe more deeply or anything like that, and just allowing the breath go to what feels natural for you. Now we bring our attention to the weight of ourselves in the chair. Noticing that the chair holds us completely. We're able to give over all of our weight to the chair. Perhaps we may notice that we're holding ourselves in some way. Maybe there's some tension or effort being exerted. just feeling the full weight of the feet on the floor, the bum on the chair or the cushion, hands in the lap or on the knees. And throughout this meditation, we can use all the sounds that are occurring in our environment, simply as objects appearing in our consciousness. The sound of the train in the background, perhaps your breath or a plane overhead, or traffic outside. Just allowing it all to come and go, just to pass through your conscious awareness as you sit here in the chair. At any point we find our awareness being drawn into our heads, towards any chattering in the head, any commentary, we can just come back to our breath, or the sensation of the soles of the feet on the ground, or the sound of my voice, each acting as an anchor to this present moment. I want you to drop your attention down into your feet, specifically your big toes, and just becoming aware of any sensation in the big toes. So any tingling, throbbing, pulsating, warmth, cold, just however it is for you in this moment. Sometimes we can find a great deal of activity happening in such small parts of the body that we would otherwise completely miss day to day. Now being aware of the contact of the soles of the feet on the ground, the weight of the feet planted, and just wondering to ourselves, being curious about our experience, we can ask whether or not we're able to draw a distinct line between feet and floor. If without referring to a mental image, there are definitely two objects in your experience. Slowly scanning your awareness from your feet up into your ankles, the shins and the calves, and into the knees. The thighs and the contact of the back of the thighs on the chair. Investigating the experience as it unfolds, all the sensations, all the movement. Our bums on the seats, just being really intimate with that sensation right now. Perhaps noticing that the words sitting on the chair are not your experience right now of sitting on the chair. Your experience may be alive with movement. And the words alone don't point to this. Allowing our energy to rise up further. And our awareness to become aware of the trunk of the body, the torso, noticing any tension or sensation in the belly. This is often a place where we hold a lot of our tension, where we feel a certain way depending on what's going on for us. We talk about knots in the stomach or any tenderness in the stomach when things don't feel right or when we're stressed or worried or apprehensive. So just noticing how it is for you right now. Drawing our energy and our awareness through into the base of our spines and slowly scanning up the spine. So if you're sitting with your back against the back of a chair, you can notice the point of contact. If you're sitting upright and not using the back of the chair as a support, you can just begin to feel your way up the spine. Noticing any points of tension or discomfort, maybe any aching. Noticing if the spine is hunched in some way. Once again, if you discover that it is, there's no need to change it in this moment, just simply notice it. Just scanning up from the base of the spine. To the center of the spine. And then concentrating our energy and awareness for a moment between our shoulder blades. Once again, noticing any held tension. Perhaps you sit at a desk during the day. There's one area that can certainly take the impact of that. Allowing our awareness to rise further into the base of the neck, so the very top of the spine, radiating outwards across the shoulders. Noticing if the shoulders are slouched or hunched. Noticing once again any held tension in that area. Maybe there's some heat or warmth, if there is. Now drawing our attention into the center of our chest, our heart center. Perhaps you can faintly feel your heart beating. Perhaps it's very obvious. Perhaps you can't feel it at all. But just noticing how the chest feels. If the chest is constricted in any way, or tight or closed. And just spending a few moments in the heart. Once again, allowing our attention to rise up into our throat and neck. Becoming aware of any feeling or sensation there. And further up still into the head. Noticing any held tension in the face. We often quite unconsciously hold tension across our brow or forehead. Maybe we're frowning without noticing. Or we're slightly screwing our eyes. Again, another form of held tension in the face. Or a clenching of the jaw, perhaps. And noticing if these in any way ease off when we become aware of them. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Now drawing the attention to the crown of the head. Getting a sense of the space around the head and furthermore around the body. The space in which all the sensations are happening right now, the whole body. And equally being aware if you're able to discern the shape of your body just through the sensation alone. or sound again. And when it does, take a few moments before opening your eyes. Take as much time as you need to. And when you do open your eyes, see if you're able to be aware of the space in the room. Often our attention is drawn towards the objects appearing in the space, the people, the furniture, the things. But see if you're able to notice and remain aware of the space in which all the people and objects and furniture are all appearing.